Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hey, so Tennessee, back at it this week. You know, it's weird, man, in terms of at least this market, not a lot of Tennessee talk about this game. What's going on in Knoxville? What's the vibe in Knoxville?
Yeah, there's not a lot of buzz with this game coming up. It's almost like it's a breather. It's a break before you head into this final three-game stretch of SEC games.
Doesn't that make you nervous, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've tried to bring up on the show a few times, hey, you know, you need to make sure that Tennessee takes care of business here in this game. And I think Charlotte is being looked at like ETSU was when ETSU came in. And ETSU is a solid FCS program, but it's a solid FCS program. Charlotte actually has four wins. I know if people heard it, I'm sure people scoffed at Jeremy Pruitt saying they have a better record than we do. And of course Tennessee should win this game. Tennessee should win by several touchdowns, but it doesn't always work out that way. Tennessee right. should have beaten UTEP by a lot more than 24-0 a few weeks ago. So, when nobody talks about it, when nobody takes the opponent seriously, that's when you start to get a little bit nervous, especially when you are talking about a team that is still quite flawed.
Josh, before we get into our three things for the week, I saw earlier this week Pruitt was monkeying around a little bit with the number three quarterback and the number four quarterback, maybe getting Shroud a few reps. I mean, he's within his window. He could still play a little bit. Do you think maybe we see him play a little bit?
You know, that is interesting. If Tennessee does take care of business and wins big, it would be an opportunity to get Shroud, the number three guy who was brought in by this staff. Shroud was signed. He's a former Cal commit who chose Tennessee after Adrian Martinez decided to go to Nebraska, and another Tennessee quarterback commit, Michael Penix. Tennessee kind of told him, hey, we're going to go in a different direction. So Shroud was brought in by this staff. Maybe so. That would be an example of the redshirt rule. Why it was put in place would be to give guys an opportunity. So if Tennessee is able to play Garantano and Chris a good amount, and if they're able to play earlier in the game, then that's something that Tennessee could do. And I don't know what Shroud's future is at Tennessee, but the staff really does like his talent, and a lot of people have raved about, you know, his makeup. He's made up the way you would want a pro style quarterback to be. Now it's about what can he learn, how can he develop upstairs with his understanding of the game. He also hasn't played much football. He was a backup quarterback until his senior year of high school. Mm.
Josh Ward joins us each Friday at 2:15 to offer up three things Tennessee needs to do to secure victory on Saturday. All right, Josh, let's start this thing. What's thing number one?
Well, I will start with what we were kind of hitting on there. I have two things within the game, but number one is, do the players care? Are the players completely focused? Are they energized? You think about this season, you have guys that have played a lot of snaps, have maybe battled through being beaten up a little bit on both sides of the football. We've talked about Garantano going out there playing beaten up each week, but, you know, like the offensive line, they didn't substitute last week. So those guys played a lot of football out there last week. Marcus Tatum making his first start at left tackle. So it would be very easy from the player side to look at this and say, Charlotte's coming to town. We just went through a tough SEC stretch. We have three SEC games coming up and not being totally dialed into this game. So to me, in this kind of game, it's the first thing you watch for is Tennessee focused and energized. If it is, then Tennessee's going to be fine. Tennessee should be able to take care of business. But if not, Tennessee's not a good enough team to mess around, I don't think. So you don't want to put Charlotte in a position where it goes into the third quarter thinking, you know what we could do? We could upset Tennessee. They're coming off a win against Southern Miss. They're saying, Tennessee's 3-5. Why can't we beat them?
What about number two thing for this week?
Well, let's watch the passing game. As I mentioned, Garantano, he's been beaten up a little bit. Everybody knows that. He'd like to get some throws back from last week, as good as I think he played overall. And that passing game was effective. Tennessee was throwing more on early downs, using the passing game as kind of a substitute for the running game. And they ran better as well. But also, let's see what they do in the passing game, because there's a good chance Juwan Jennings is not playing. There's a good chance Ty Chandler doesn't play or is very limited in how they use him. And those are two guys who have been very important for the passing game. So does Callaway step up and make plays? Does somebody else like Jordan Murphy get an opportunity to, or one of the other running backs, Carlin Filsomee, we saw him used last week. If they're not playing Ty Chandler, could Filsomee be an option out of the backfield as a receiver? But also, I mentioned the passing game for Tennessee because Charlotte's run defense has been really good.
Right.
And, you know, while it's SEC versus Charlotte, you should be able to run against them. Tennessee earlier in the season couldn't do that. So if Charlotte is able to slow down Tennessee's rush attack, and there's a better chance to do that if Ty Chandler doesn't play, then Tennessee will need to be effective in the passing game.
Yeah, and to back up point number two, Charlotte's run defense in the top 10 in the country, and their overall defense top 20. So, yeah, I mean, it is a challenge for sure. All right, care level of players, passing game. What's thing number three?
I want to see how many guys are able to go and be effective up front on defense. When I talk about guys that have played a lot of snaps, that defensive line has played a lot. The guys who have played, and it's the seniors, Kyle Phillips and Shai Tuttle and Alexis Johnson, Paul Bain, they have not gotten much relief. Can some of those backups play more in this game and help those guys? Daryl Taylor's played a lot. He's an outside linebacker, essentially a rush end. They've had to play too many snaps, and you know Jonathan Kongbo really has been missed because he was the guy that could be effective for them out there. And this is also one of those games when we talk about, okay, you have a group of five team coming in, you should just roll up some points. Well, one reason that is often the case because you should be able to dominate along the line of scrimmage. Well, if the front seven's tired and the front seven is not being effective for Tennessee, well, then it could give Charlotte an opportunity to move the football. The biggest fear you have on the other side is, hey, if we can't block, we can't be successful. So if those guys are tired, they might not be very successful. And Tennessee has had issues with getting a pass rush this season. So Emmett Gooden, Matthew Butler, John Mincy, those are guys that need to provide some relief as backups along the defensive line.
Yep, three seniors start up front. Really like Emmett Gooden, though. He's really come on. Good stuff, Josh. Appreciate you, man. And we'll see how it all works out. Tennessee up to now a 22-point favorite. That line has bounced around a little bit. But 3 o'clock tomorrow, Central Time on 104.5 The Zone. Thanks, Josh.